vision, dreams of passion. And all the while I think of you. A very strange reaction. The more I see, the more I do. Baby. Ride, white line highway, tell all your friends they can go my way, pay your toll,
right.
Sell your soul, pound for pound.
And we're back. The longer you stay, the more Republic of Texas Radio. Yeah, there again, another song, predictive programming. That was Mel, or Mealy Mel, right? They credit that with Grandmaster Flash, but actually the record producer stole the use of, well, borrowed the use of Grandmaster Flash, his name, you know, back in 1983. That a long time ago. The song's about doing cocaine, right? And they had a cocaine culture back in 1983. The song's a little bit about this thing called the DeLorean, which was a stainless steel car, and it was caught, you know, it was caught, the owner was caught, with a bunch of cocaine in the back of it, and they called it the coke car, the car, or whatever. There's a bunch of stuff about that. Interesting song, though, you know, because it originally was just all about partying, doing cocaine everywhere, and how wonderful it was. And then the producer goes, oh, you can't do that and get on the air. And they go, we'll just throw in this thing where some guy in the background goes, don't do it. And that'll work, right? But it's still some kind of predictive programming that created the coke culture back in the 80s. You know,
I remember that. I was about 40 miles from Mina.
Oh, yeah. That was with Bill in his coke days, right?
Oh, yeah.
Bill Clinton running drugs into Mina, or the airport right near...
I remember when the FBI was in town. They came into our bars. In fact, one of the FBI agents actually was dating one of my bar waitresses at one point. And he was like, "I don't care about y'all going out there and smoking your joint or two or anything like that. We're here for different reasons." And it wasn't until later that I figured out what those reasons were.
For different reasons. It's crazy. I think about that and I go, yeah, George Bush was in Houston, you know, doing lines of coke in a big old skyscraper with the Saudis. And you're like, wow, they were the flaming, you know, coke. But we're so far down the road since then, you know. Man, we're backing up on phone calls again. I better get to them, huh, Alan? 1-800-313-9443. Laura in Michigan. Oh my God, that's great. Laura, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here, guys. I wanted to tell you,
hello.
You know how to know if somebody's standing too close to you? You get your SKS, you fix your bayonet, and if there's blood on the end of the bayonet, then you know somebody was standing too close. Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Also.
I thought it's only like 4.2 meters. No, I'm so 4.2
meters. It's a good thing these people are also afraid of guns, huh?
Also, on those ads for the trackers, they ought to add on there, also must be able to dodge bullets. That might cut down the number of people who want to fly.
Yeah, maybe.
Make them gang up instead of going out separately, kind of like the census takers did. I remember when they came onto my property, they got out of their car and they had, of course, someone else with them, got out of their car and she said, I'm here from, and I said, one. She said, I need to ask you, one. That's the only answer you're getting. You might as well get back in your car and go. And that's what she did.
I was there.
That's all you required to answers. How many people? That's it.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. The other thing, I want to give you an update on our Bolshevik, which was a B governor. In Michigan.
Uh-huh.
Okay, we still can't go to church, right? But she opened up a gay swingers club in Lansing, Taboo.
I heard that.
Isn't that great?
I heard
that.
How are they going to insane. It's absolutely. I don't know how, but then I think I was trying to do this thing that's called reason, right, and understand that decision. But if you put logic and reason together, they don't do things because they're logical. They do things because they want to. And so it's basically to thumb their nose at everybody that is opposed to staying at home, right? That's
the
reason
totally
why.
I think piss everybody off.
Anyway,
I got a question for you. I've been wondering about, you know, up there, we've been hearing, you know, that you know, Dearborn is basically what's called now Dearbornistan. You know, it's basically all Muslim and everything.
Yes.
Do you happen to know, are the mosques also closed down? Because, you know, this is Eid now. You know, this is their big, you know, religious holiday, you know, Ramadan, and, you know, I believe it's Eid now. Are the mosques?
I've got to be honest with you. I don't know about the mosques. Wow. I'm thinking no, that they're open, but I don't know. They should open up a gay swingers club. What the heck, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Everybody hates you here.
They're special, though. You know, we've got to take care of them, right? Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know. It's crazy. But I'm sorry, Michigan. I don't understand how we felt so far. That was a good, wholesome.
It used to be a good state. It used to be an excellent state, you know? Yeah.
I believe you're being punished for what happened early, you know, back in the 90s and such, you know, when the militia movements were so strong. You know, that's where they pretty much originated.
Oh, yeah. She always points that out. She doesn't like the thumb area. She said they're all radicals. She doesn't like the western side of the state. She said they're all radicals. So that is part of it. They are. Mm. And then when the guys show up with the guns, you know, I think they're just waiting for somebody to pop off a couple of rounds and they can say, oh, we got to take the guns away. See?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's trying to push it.
Exactly. Wow. If
that's
they
what
tried
I think
that
is happening.
In Michigan, I don't know. Would they want to start that fight in Michigan? Really? That's kind of crazy.
I don't think they would.
I don't think so either.
Yeah, everybody owns guns here.
Yeah.
I'm of the opinion that I believe that they would be more just giddy and just peeing their pants. Once they get a group to do this, then, you know, because then it's kind of, that's when it's on. They're pushing and pushing, seeing how much we will take before we snap.
Right. Well, thanks for taking my call, guys.
Hey, thanks, Laura. Free Michigan. Woo!
Yeah, that's right.
Free Michigan.
I go, hey, Tyranny Response Team t-shirts. You can get them on eBay. I'd like everybody to get one. Tyranny Response t-shirt.
I want a free Michigan t-shirt. Free
maybe
Michigan.
We can get that ordered across our face mask.
I don't want a face mask. I don't want. Thanks, Laura. Appreciate your call.
Thank you.
Oh, man. Okay. 1-800-313-9443. We're going to bounce to line 3. And Sherry, did you know you were on line 3, Sherry in Kansas?
Hi, y'all.
Good morning, Sherry.
Hi.
Hey, Angry had a guy on a few weeks ago, and I think what he was saying was the primary reason was the shutting down the to do the stock market policing, because he said a lot of retirement money was coming due between 2018 and 2022. And he said they knew this back in the 70s, you know, but like they say, never let a good crisis go to waste. And so they're trying to get all this other stuff. And I agree with Alan that I think they are, if we don't start fighting each other, they're going to, you know, just push us as far as they can because, you know, martial law. I mean, how is this different than martial law?
It is. It's just a soft martial law. It's still not quite a mink lined, you know, jack boot on us anymore. It's more like, you know, something a little rougher, like a coon skin, you know, jack boot on us, on our neck now. You know, it chafes a little bit more, but we're still putting up with it because it's not really choking us and cutting off our air supply yet, but it's getting close.
On this social distancing, I've heard two things. One of them said this was something they started back at the so-called Spanish flu deal back around World War One, and then I also heard somebody say it's like from the, I think they said the 70s, some kid, you know, came up with this, and their father popularized it or put it out or something. So have you all heard
that? Yeah, flu thing. That whole Spanish flu thing, you know, it's been pretty much determined now that that was not a virus. It was a pneumococcus bacteria that they infected the troops with and then sent them out to spread joy and love to the world.
Yeah, I know. It was the Kansas flu, really.
It came out of Fort Riley, wasn't it?
But,
I don't know anything about that.
Say what?
Oh, I don't know anything about that. Kansas flu.
Somebody said that the Rockefeller Institute was trying out a pneumococcal bacterial vaccine with the military. But the first people to actually show signs of the early signs of this were, you know, what ended up becoming Fort Riley, but back then I think it was called Camp Funston or something, those recruits, you know.
Yeah.
And it's interesting that now they're, and I don't know if it's even how far along, if it's in operation or still being built, but, you know, Fort Riley's real close to Manhattan, which is K-State, and
right,
that's
the
where
new
they're
Plum
moving,
Island.
The Plum Island, yeah. Crap.
Right.
So.
Yeah, I still don't know. At this point, I'm not sure. This COVID thing, they say it's real, right? But have they seen it? I guess they've cut somebody open and seen it allegedly. Right? All the COVID deaths, they say that we have 100, that we're closing in on 100,000. That day, we're supposed to do half mast and we'll all stick our heads in a pile of sand again for that day when we hit 100, and we'll sing Kumbaya. But they also say that, well, all these people didn't necessarily die of COVID, and they stacked the deck and they pushed the numbers up. New York has been caught throwing infected people into their old folks' homes to kill them. It wasn't to help to make them healthy, right? And so Cuomo sits there and goes, oh yeah, but Trump did that, and I didn't do that. I just sent them there, right? But Trump did it. Right? You're going, what? So what is COVID, right? Did it actually do anything anywhere, right? The Mexicans are complaining right now, Sherry, that the government is spraying something in the middle of the night all over Mexico. So are they dousing Mexico with it? You know, the Dominican Republic is getting, everybody's getting hit. But is it real?
Yeah, and it's, we got to spray those places where there's too much sunshine. You know, and it's, but Alan, aren't they saying that, I've heard people say that you have to have a really powerful electron microscope to see this. And so this test is bogus, and you know they're getting us with semantics that they're saying coronavirus and then they're saying COVID-19, and all this test really tests you for is shows you have some kind of infection
it
or possible
for us,
infection
it tests for us, yeah, just a general protein which is basically in the shells of, from what I understand of, you know, most of the virus out there. You know, your virus is just very small. It's much smaller than a bacteria is. And from what I understand, yes, an electron microscope is the only way that it's possible to actually see these things. And the best explanation I heard was John Rappaport came out and gave a an explanation of where they got the scary, weird-colored, spiky, knobby ball from. He said they had a fuzzy electron micrograph of a supposed COVID virus, and it was, you know, a ring or a ball, and it was just kind of a fuzzy ball-shaped thingy, and they, out of that, they made this weird, throbbing, you know, knobby, spiky ball that's on every television that you see across the planet. So, the reality of it, yeah, with an optical microscope, unless they've vastly improved them since I was in is not useful for seeing viri.
And see, people do not understand, you know, remember the deal back in the, I think it was back in the 90s, might have been a little bit in the 80s, but this whole deal started coming out with these health seminars, things they used to have in the alternative realm where they take a little bit of your blood. I never really got it done, but they used a dark field microscope, and this was an expensive piece of equipment, so it cost you like $25 to have the test. It goes along with, if anybody's ever looked into the stuff of Gunter Enderlein and Gaston Nissens and I guess Rife saw him too, but you know, this is the alternative theory, and what blows apart the virus crap, because they can see things that morph into what they're calling viruses. You know,
what Sherry's talking about basically is this Kirlian photography. It basically kind of shows, if you want to call it the life essence of things, of blood, of different, you know, particles. You can put them under this microscope and actually see an aura.
Not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about what Gunter Enderlein saw in his microscope, and Gaston Nissens, and they actually came down so hard on Gaston Nissens in the 90s because he was about to blow their whole germ theory apart. They couldn't have that, you know, being promoted, but it really goes back to what Anton Bechamp and Louis Pasteur, the argument between them. Pasteur just had better PR, and he could actually make money off of his theory, where Bechamp was basically saying it's your own terrain, and a lot of it has to do with I think the pH of your body and what you're eating.
I understand what we're talking about now. Yeah, you're talking about basically if you have a good, sound, and healthy immune system, that this stuff is in us all the time anyway. It's just when your immune system falls below a level that it can actually defeat them, that's when the sickness sets in.
Right, yeah. So,
okay.
Anyway.
Now.
That's all I had, guys. Good show.
Okay, thanks, Sherry.
Bye.
Hang on, folks. The music is in the background. We'll be right back.
After about a month of Extendivite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, what the hell is in this stuff? This is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877- 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
All right, we're back. Republic of Texas Radio. Thanks for the call, Sherry. It's very, very interesting when you look back at diseases and how do we know what we know? You know, I think yesterday on, which show was that? I'm not too sure. They were talking about all the tests and how COVID-19 is owned by the CDC. They have a patent on it. And, so is the test kit. Well, anyways, let's go to the phones. Robert in Illinois. Robert, are you there?
Hello, fellas.
Good morning.
Hello.
Hello, Robert. Hey, Steve, we know what we know because we actually take the time to research it. We look up articles. We listen to people like John Rappaport, NoMoreFakeNews.com. We listen to certain people. We go around. We don't just take any one person's word for it, independent or mainstream. That's what we do. That's why we are who we are, and this is why we question these things, and this is why they have struggled for time to get past the stuff they try and pull past us. But they succeed somewhere along the line because, you know what, we throw our hands in the air and give up. You know, this is ridiculous. Steve, yeah. I'm afraid that technical error we had earlier where you couldn't hear the caller, although your co-host could, it was because you were wearing the mask improperly. It's supposed to go over your mouth and nose, not your ears, okay?
I thought it went on my butt. Right.
That's a different filter.
I'm still wondering if I took an old jock strap and made it into a face mask, if they'd call me inventive and really, that's, man, he's just so smart and creative.
Well, Steve, the mask that goes over your butt is called Depends, and people are in New York, as you've seen, are using those Depends to put over their mouths. So, you know why? Because they can't tell which way the garbage you're spewing is coming out, so they put the diaper over their mouth instead of their butt. Or maybe on both ends, because it's spewing out both their ends.
Yeah.
Or is it like that episode of South Park where Cartman got everyone to shove food up their butt and crap out their mouth?
Oh, you watch too much South Park, my friend. You listen to this. You know, you mentioned here. Let's get into some deep stuff. Look, I phone into these shows because I want to push the conversation forward. I don't like rehashing all this stuff. I don't like, you know, we've known enough about this stuff so far. This audience should be pretty darn well caught up. Okay, whether it be the vaccines or this or the contact tracing. But let's get into some brass tacks here. Now, this contact tracing and your co-host. What's your Alan? Right.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, Alan. So, Alan, you hit it on the head. This contact tracing is not new. They did something like this in, I don't know which country you mentioned, but let me tell you, this contact tracing company, who is being hired by governors in Michigan and elsewhere, are established. They've been doing this for decades. This is not a new concept, a new program. They've done this in Rhodesia. They've done this in Haiti, just to mention two, because I don't have a long list. But this company has done this, and they got a great track record. That's why they're bringing them in partnership into some of these states. Now, they was asked by a reporter, and I don't have the clips for you here or, you know, the details, but a reporter asked them, look, why are we partnering with these people that don't believe in capitalism? Their ideals are more pointed towards socialism and communism. Why are we partnering with these people? And he said, well, we don't have... It's not their ideals that we're trying to be attracted to. It's the fact that they built a system that works, and we're going to use their contact tracing. And whoever was talking, whoever this authority figure that was talking, he said him and his wife had, and here's your catch. This is where you guys really tune in. He goes, oh, me and my wife have visited Haiti over 20 times in the past several years, and we like what they're doing there. So it's real good stuff. So therefore, we can trust them. Now, what do we know about Haiti? We know a lot about Haiti, Clinton Foundation, Obama, whatever, because that's what these contact tracing company is doing. They are in bed with Soros, Gates, Obama, Hillary Clinton, the Clinton Foundation, Chelsea Clinton, you name it, they're nefarious. They are communist, Bolshevik, technocrat, and whatever. Their job is to change the country. Now let's get even deeper. What is contact tracing? You guys heard that they're going to come knocking on your door. They're going to do this. They're going to ask you all these questions. It's going to be very invasive. Now, you know, you talk about the census. Remember how all the census stuff comes up and Donald Trump's like, oh, we can just ask certain questions on the census. And they turn around and say, oh, that's racist. That's discrimination. That's a violation of rights. Well, this contact tracing deal is going to be the census anal probe, because they're not only going to ask you certain questions, they are going to inspect you. They're going to inspect your life. They're going to ask you what color you are, what race you are, what religion you are, who's in your household, how many bedrooms, how many bathrooms, how big of an acreage, how do you pay your rent, how do you pay your mortgage, who are your friends?
Download the info, you know what I mean? Off your cell phone.
Who are friends of your friends? Because they're going to do a little tree. They call it, like multi-level marketing, you know, how every branch and whatever, and that's what they're going to do until they dragnet everybody. And they're going to anal probe everybody to the last thing. This is the census maximum.
And you're talking about how long this has been going on, Robert. Does everyone remember, you know, back, well, it's still going on, you know, when the Arab Spring, and you saw all these people streaming, you know, across deserts and, you know, just don't even have a dirt hut to live in anymore. But what do they have in their hand? Every one of them somehow has a cell phone, a smartphone, hand. I mean, you can look. I see you from the mountains in the middle of friggin' Kazakhstan. People have a cell phone.
Yeah, and that's neither here nor there.
No, the tracking.
Cell phone will. That's the trap. The cell phones are going to narc them off, and then they're going to ask you questions, and they're going to say, well, your cell phone tells me otherwise, so you're going to the camp to get cured or whatever the hell. But, you know, if you carry a cell phone, you're being tracked, but you're going to be tracked. There's hardly anybody that doesn't have one, Alan, right? And I know you don't have one, and you don't like them, and that's great. I support you on that, and I support everybody that doesn't have a cell phone. For me, I try to figure out what that means for me. But at this point, what Robert's talking about is not the it's more the social probe, right? The guy that comes to your door
And how are you going to deal with that? I mean, Robert, you seem to be very educated on this. What happens if you just say no?
Well, look, let's not get into semantics here. Let's just lay out what's the problem is, and then we can come up with solutions as we go along here, okay? Because everyone,
let's put it in this perspective,
okay? They're changing laws, and they're making policies and ordinances and demands. They keep demanding of us. They keep insisting of us. They keep making laws upon us that we do not agree to, okay? So let's just take an organization such as DCFS, Department of Child Protection Services, okay? The Family Services, CPS, whatever you want to call them. And when they just show up to your door at random with a police officer, a law enforcement, a sheriff behind them going, oh, we had a report that this is happening in your house. Your children are in danger. We need to come in and ask you questions. You, people that invite them in, invite a world of hurt. Most of those people end up getting their children taken because what? Oh, what's that dirt? Is that dirt on the floor? Your children are fine. You got a full refrigerator, but you know what? We see some dirt on the floor. This is an unhealthy environment for them. We're stealing your children, and we're going to put them in a stranger's house, and then who knows what happens to them. But you know what we're going to do? We're going to get paid for that and so on and so forth. So we don't care. And then there's a law enforcement officer standing there threatening you. Not, he doesn't even have to say anything. Just the fact that he's standing there in uniform with a sidearm.
You're afraid.
You know, so these people that open their door and invite these people in, they made the world of hurt. And then they realize 24, 48 hours later that they made the biggest mistake in the world of opening the door and letting them in. The first thing they're supposed to do is call a lawyer. Maybe we need to take the same tactics with this. We tell them, no, I'm calling my lawyer. You can wait for my lawyer. And once that lawyer comes, or once you even threaten to call the lawyer, these people will scuttlebutt away because they can't get away with their little scheme. And that's what it is. It's a scheme. It's kidnapping. It's stealing. It's medical kidnapping. All that other stuff that we hear over and over and over and over. This is what they're doing again. Mm. Oh, we need to come in. Contact tracing. The media has instilled the fear in you. You heard your governor. You heard your mayor. You should be afraid. We need to come and inspect because we're going to take some invisible magic machine. We're going to search your home for COVID, and we're going to search you for COVID and all this other stuff, which is garbage. There is absolutely zero test. Zero. None. Zero. Zilch. Test. The test for COVID-19 that exists on this planet. And even if there was, they couldn't develop it within 2 months, fellas. 2 months. It would take years to come up with some sort of test. But what they can test for is they shove a freaking 6-inch Q-tip up your nose and scrub it around, yeah. And they can find out what you had for dinner when you were 6 years old, because that's what's up there. Everything, including your DNA, DNA harvesting. They can find out if you've ever had a cold, if you ever had the flu, if you took antibiotics, if you have antibodies. That's what you're looking for, and that's the PCR test, which will not actually test for what they say they're testing for, because it's a lie. Because, you know, something was said earlier, I can't remember exactly, and then Steve replied, but, you know, how do we know what's going on and what's not going on? The second these governments, these TV doctors, these TV experts, these mainstream media and the governors and the nations and the WHO and Fauci and Birx, the minute they opened their mouths, we knew it was BS, because they opened their mouths and they said it. That's when we knew. That's exactly when we freaking knew. When they opened their mouths and they tried to say something, be afraid. They want you. They hate you because of your freedom. They hate you because you're not sick. They hate you because you could be contaminated. This is what they're doing. They're doing it over and over and over again. September 11th, Pearl Harbor, whatever you want, a Korean War, you know, the war on terror, school shootings, Las Vegas, Parkland, Sandy Hook. Now you got COVID-19. Now you got the big virus. The invisible enemy is on your back. You better be afraid. You can't see it. You can't go out in the sun, because you know what? If you go out in the sun, you'll cast a shadow. And guess what? Your shadow has a virus, and that shadow's going to get you. It's the invisible enemy.
Reaction solution. They're attempting to normalize what they want to do. I mean, look at what they've got to do. You can only buy 2 paper products. You can only buy 2 meat products. They're restricting us. More and more, and they do it incrementally. They do this over time. They do this over decades. That's what's hard to understand, is that the long-term planning that these people have. You know, this stuff doesn't, like you said, Robert, it doesn't just pop up instantly. None of this stuff does. This has been planned all of it. What do you think all of these focus groups and these smart people, you know, societies, you know, the...
Well, you're talking Talbot Stock Institute, Rand Corporation, and all the other think tanks they
all
got
the
going on.
Tanks.
They got a limited.
Of think tanks out there.
They got a limited amount of money. Imagine, Alan, if you were paid $40,000 a year to sit in a room and stroke each other and come up with stupid ideas how to inflict pain and misery and intrusion on the societies to change those societies because you've got an ideal of communism and everyone, you know, no property and all the other Marxist garbage, right?
And you're the smart one.
That's what they get paid for.
You're even peer reviewed. Well, if your peers are all worthless bastards, what do you expect to be at the top?
Hey,
so they're
just
together, and they say they're the smart ones.
And this thing sure does feel planned. And I'm just wondering, you know, you bring up a lot of good points there, Robert. If this thing has legs in it still, I can see the battle for Michigan, right, as the people of Michigan want to be free. I can see the battle of the contract trackers or tracers or whatever the hell, right, with these guys coming to the door. That's a very interesting point that you bring up, that's a huge thing. We got half our population that want these guys crawling up their behind and asking them all sorts of questions because they're bored and they want to be. And then the other half, well, probably half of the other half, it says, well, I have nothing to hide, so I'll let them in, but I don't believe your COVID stuff, right? But I have nothing to hide, but they don't understand
Steve, because,
the real question.
Steve, it's because they're lemmings. They're fearful cucks. They have been conditioned and exploited to such a point to where they don't even understand what the heck they're doing and
you
why they're doing it.
You almost can't fault them. You almost can't fault them because the control mechanisms that have been used on them have been so effective for a vast majority.
Well, here, let me get into another point here. You guys asked, where does 6-foot distancing come from? Well, you know, someone was mentioning yesterday in a broadcast how they actually, in that movie Contagion or one of those virus movies, where they're actually saying social distancing and stuff like that. So they were talking about this a while ago. These are terms that they already had created and they wanted to subliminally put in your mind somewhere along the line. And of course, now that this whole thing started, they've been replaying those fear movies over and over and over.
Right.
People are going, oh, this makes sense. They did it in this movie 17 years ago or whatever it was. And now it's coming true today. Oh my gosh, they're so right. There's a virus. It's got legs. It's alive. It's got wings. It can catch me at any time. No matter how fast I drive, it's coming for me. So I got to wear a mask in my car. And I'm going to get a hypoxia, maybe cause an accident and kill some people along the way. I don't know. Maybe this is right. Maybe it's wrong. I don't know anymore because I'm so damn obedient.
Yeah.
Okay? And you know, did you hear this one? Did you hear this one? This is the real catcher. That a high school student or a student in the public school system about 13 years ago came up with a project, a science project, with some maybe contest they had. And they actually said, wear masks. Quarantine yourself. So like this whole little thing. So they're actually getting this from some backing it up from a high school student that won an award because, oh, that sounds like such a good idea and whatever. And where have we heard this before? We've heard this before, you know, with like the straw thing, right? Oh, you can't, we got all our straws because this high school student said in her little thesis of her little science project, the straws are destroying the earth. Well, it isn't all those third world populations. We're throwing water bottles and other trash into the ocean, creating an island size of Texas. It has nothing to do with that, but it's the straws.
Yeah,
think about this.
In our paper here, in our local paper, the head of the Democratic Party here in Ferdyburg wrote an article into an editorial into the paper. I'm afraid of straws. They're coming to get us. They're killing us. I sit and I peek out my windows at the straws as they're going through the streets. I'm so scared. It's fear. Safety and convenience are the main tricks that they use on us. We'll keep you safe. You know, you don't have to live in fear. Yet when you're driving down the road and you pass a cop going the other way or you pass one sitting on the side of the road, what does everyone do? You watch them. They turn and they look in the rearview mirror to see if the SOB's turning around or flipping his lights on to come get them. No matter if they're driving below the speed limit, doing everything legal, they look in the rearview mirror to see if that cop's turning around to come get them. That's how they've got us living. And that's what I don't like.
Let me give you one more thing to chew on before I let you go here. You know all these over the last 2, 3, 4 years, they've been talking about Remember the time when they said they got to get rid of all the bulletproof glass that separates the retailer for between the vet and the customer because it was racist, and how they needed to get rid of straws and how they needed to do this or that and whatever, or transgender bathrooms and so on and so forth, that it should be for everybody and so on. And if you don't do this, you're racist and prejudiced and discriminatory. Well, now look, all that seems to be disappeared because now they're putting up plexiglass and dividers between everybody. What happened to being racist? What happened to being prejudiced? Now you know you got a bulletproof vest. Well, we don't care about that anymore. Now everyone has to have a divider between them. How about the bathrooms? We don't have to worry about transgender bathrooms anymore because, you know, 50 or more percent of the bathrooms you go to used to be able to use publicly are now closed. You can't even use the bathrooms anymore because of the virus.
Yeah. Robert, I'm waving my arm in front of you now. These are not the droids you're looking for.
Well, hey, dude, I'll leave this on a good note. Hey, we're having a big festival today. We got a 99-people limit. This does not include the people serving the food and helping you out and picking up the trash and whatever. It doesn't include the people that are helping voluntarily doing this hospitality-wise. We're going to have a bumper house for you. Please take off your shoes and enjoy. We're going to wrangle a steer and cut it up for all the public. And if they come, again, it's limited to 99 people, so they can't say we're 100% in violation of the policies and the limits. I joke. But you're all invited anyway. I would love to see y'all, but we'll have to save that for another day. Look, we're going to win this fight once and for all. Take everything you've ever known, everything you ever thought, everything you ever read, and learn, and start applying it. Because we got to sue these bastards. Now I'm going to sue them. We got to recall them. We got to get these people out of office. Everybody that's in our public office, a public expert, a whatever, a TV doctor, an MSM, or whatever it is, and any sort of authority. We need to remove them. We need to replace them with a Steve, an Alan, whoever you're calling into this show. We need to know who is in that office. No more of these people that we have no idea who they are, where they came from, what their indoctrination is. And they all seem to be friends with each other, the Obamas and the Clintons. And they all seem to be in this incestuous circle.
It's a club.
They all seem to know each other for 30, 40, 50 years. But we don't know them. They live in a plane that we don't even know where that plane is located at. So we need to start putting our own people in there, our friends, our neighbors, and so on, people we can trust. And then we've got to keep an eye on them and hold them accountable because corruption, you know, power corrupts and absolutely that whole thing.
Yeah,
so,
it's a club, Robert, when we're not in it.
We need to get back to basics, fellas, and I'll push this conversation forward. Stop falling into the traps. That's the only thing that really ticks me off when I listen to broadcasts and people talking. Stop going backwards. Push forward. Come up with solutions. Come up with remedies. And be determined, because this is the last fight you're ever going to have in your whole entire life for generations to come. Because once they put this new vaccine in, which has an RNA, it will change your RNA and DNA. The place that did one of the main leaders in this vaccine is called Mode. It used to be called Mode RNA. Now they call themselves Moderna. You know what Moderna translates into? Birth. You know what they're doing? They're birthing a new species, transhumanism. This is the violation of all that is sacred and good, and the Creator will not recognize you once you take this. The human race will be over once they get everybody injected with their toxin. And this needs to stop,
On this line, Robert, you're talking on this line here.
Hey, thanks for the call, Robert. We got to move along. I got another caller on the other line. I want to get to him. But, Robert, really appreciate it. That was an awful lot to go over really quick. It wasn't that quick, but it was good, detailed. Hey, Mike in Arizona, line 3. Are you there, Mike?
Yes, Steve and Alan, good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me now?
I can hear you.
Okay, very good. There's a lot of debate on what's going on. I would highly recommend a book. It's called The Great Influenza. It was by John M. Barry. I think it was written in about 2006 or so. And he goes all the way. It's basically, the book is about the 1918 flu, but he goes way back into the 1700s and talks about the development of the dismal healthcare that we had here in the United States, on how the bigger thinkers were over in Europe. But there were some people that came out and said, well, we need to do better and things. But it's not just a story per se of the influenza. He goes into excruciating medical detail. And for those people that don't have a big medical background, he explains what the words mean and things. And Alan had mentioned it earlier about the new thought is that the pneumococcal bacteria was causing these deaths. And that was a debate 100 years ago, because what happens is the viruses come in, they destroy the epithelial cells in the nasal passage, in your trachea, in the bronchial tree, and all the way down to the alveoli. And then you have a secondary bacterial colonization of the lungs that usually kills it. But there's a lot of people, even back then, that they were insisting, because they couldn't see the virus, that it was the bacteria that they could culture out of it. Now, there's about 90 different strains of the pneumococcal, and they had narrowed it down to the three most deadly. They just called them type 1, type 2, and type 3, and they were doing research, but they could not find anything because it was at the early advent of the development of antibiotics. And so at least up into 1920, they were still trying to find something to develop a vaccine or a bacteria that would kill the pneumococcal. So I'm not sure where these people are coming up with some secret government plan and vaccinated the people, because clearly it was the virus that was traced all the way back, because this guy's gone into getting the newspaper clippings. There was the Fort Riley Military Reservation, and west of that is a place called Haskell County, Kansas, and they have, at that time, they had large pig farms, cattle farms, chicken farms, and some of the soldiers that had gone through basic training, they had relatives that lived in Haskell County and gone back to there, and then they got infected with the Spanish flu and then went back to Fort Riley, and then they were loaded on ships and taken to Europe, where the infection spread.
That's hello? No, definitely a possibility. That's another possibility. You know, we weren't there. We're not involved in the deep, dark depths of the planning behind any of this crap. So, yeah, you know, all we can do is we can come up with better possibilities, you know, that make more sense and as far as what we know of the real world and what happened. But the ultimate truth, you know, man, that's real hard, because we weren't there at the beginning, and they sure as hell ain't wanting to tell us about any of it.
Well, this guy's done some tremendous research, and the one thing that I noticed when I read the book, because I had gotten it several years ago, and it's been just sitting on my shelf to the two read books, and when I was already in the middle of another book, and since this all stuff flared up, I had got the book off the shelf and started the reading. And the one thing I did notice, that there's a possibility, and it certainly looks that way, that it's being used as a playbook, because a lot of the things that were instituted 100 years ago are being instituted today. Now, I hear a lot of people, especially I heard, you know, Limbaugh and Hannity and stuff on the radio this week, and they I see what they mean, because they say, oh, well, these things have never been instituted, like social distancing and face masks and closing down restaurants and bars and schools. Now, maybe they mean as a correction that it wasn't done on a nationwide scale, but clearly, because you see, it started, like I say, Haskell County, Kansas, went back to Fort Riley, then to Europe, then it spread from France, where they were offloading the troops, and then spread across the trench lines to the Germans, and then as the British ships were coming back to the United States to get supplies, and they were landing at a lot of these ship docks in Massachusetts and New York and other places along the East Coast, then they brought it back, and then it spread along the East Coast across the north part of the United States down to the West Coast, and then it closed in into the center of the country. And that's kind of how those parts are going. But when these people say that they never did that or never did the closing down the schools, et cetera, but they certainly did. There's a lot of pictures in the book. There's even one of a church in California where all the parishioners got their chairs and moved it out onto the sidewalk to hold church services because they were going against the government edicts that were telling them that they couldn't congregate together, and all the people are wearing masks and where we're not supposed to have contact with people and touching and everything. They had even in a small city north of Phoenix, they had even made it against the law in Prescott Valley, Arizona, to even shake hands.
Hey, that's the music, man. At least I think that, yep, we're bumping in the music. Appreciate the call there, Mike. You know, thanks for calling in. We're out of time. Let's do the break and we'll close it up.
3 months to see results. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized, and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
We're back. Once again, folks, we come to the end of the Republic of Texas radio show, where we spent another 2 hours talking about COVID-19. Maybe next week we'll have something else to talk about. Lots of great information, lots of stuff going on in our reality, right? You know, there's all sorts of things I didn't get to talk about, one of which it's what's happening in 3 days. You know, in 3 days, we have the Americans are going back to space, in theory. You know, remember the United States space program that used to exist so long ago now? Well, the North American Space Administration, they're kind of like all cattywampus, and they can't figure out how to put a man into orbit again. You know, that's if there is an orbit. Yeah, there probably is. But now we've got Technocracy, you know, SpaceX is going up, right? And it's going to bring two Americans. An American company is going to bring two Americans up into space for the first time in a long time. Wow. Is it actually going to happen? You know, is it going to? I think that's a big deal. I think that's going to happen. Or it won't. But I don't think the COVID thing's got a lot of legs. I could be wrong. What do you think, Alan?
Man, that like I said, the ultimate truth, that's hard to say. You know, like I said, we're up here trying to discuss with y'all as much of the truth as we've been able to figure out. Is it the ultimate truth? Well, no, you know, because when you think you've got the ultimate truth, that closes your mind off. And that's one thing that we need to avoid, is closing our minds. There are always other possibilities. We all live a separate reality in this world, and we've all got different views, but we just need to try to come to a commonality as much as we can and just strive for the truth. Don't close your mind down. There are always possibilities.
Strive for the truth, he says. I don't know what that is. You know, I guess that's why I'm constantly looking for it. You know, we've talked an awful lot about the past, right, and how the past dealt with the coronavirus or the Spanish flu or influenza as itself, right? But are we actually in this thing called COVID-19? Does it exist in nature? Can you prove it, right? 100,000 people are dead, Steve. 100,000, almost, right? When we get to that anniversary, we'll make sure. But did they actually die from COVID-19? I don't know. I don't really know. And there's enough shenanigans in this world that I'd say that I don't trust them. I don't trust them at all. How many people have died from other things and have been marked as a COVID-19 death? So I think we're being played, but we knew that before.
Hey, as Big News said, it's the grand chessboard.
Yeah. If they open their mouths, they're lying, folks. So, hey, make sure you get out to the polls and vote or just mail in your ballot, you know, then you'll be safe.
Get out, walk around outside barefoot, connect with the earth again. We've lost a lot of connections, and you know, connection with the earth and our health is one of the main things.
Yeah, I guess so. You know,
our brothers and sisters were clothed and fed.
There it is. Bye, folks.
And the fire. Take care. Paid attention to each little blessing in this life. Had a more intimate connection with the spirit world. Learned as a community and equally taught every boy and girl. The tree of life is us, my friends.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
And they're off. Out of the gate.